This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It's been over 10 years since migrant workers began arriving on Vermont's dairy farms. Most of the workers have been young men who work for a few years and then return home to Mexico. But there are a number of families of farm workers here in Vermont, and some, especially those with U.S.-born children, would like to stay. In our second of two profiles, VPR's Melody Baudette reports on a family where one of the children has had to take on more adult responsibilities.
My name is Maria.
Maria lives in a farmhouse in Addison County with her youngest daughter, who is 16 years old, and her husband, who works on this dairy farm. Because she doesn't have the paperwork to be here legally, we won't use her last name. She also speaks little English, so her daughter is with her, interpreting. She and her husband left Mexico for Florida to find jobs. She left her older son and daughter in Mexico, though they eventually joined her. Her youngest daughter was born in Florida and is a U.S. citizen.
In Florida, there wasn't much work. In 2009, there was really no jobs for them down there.
Maria's husband heard about a job on a dairy farm in Vermont from friends, and they decided to come. Maria's oldest daughter returned to Mexico for college. Her son and youngest daughter moved to Vermont with their parents. The family only lasted 2 months on the first farm before moving to another with better housing. The daughter was happy to change schools.
There was only like two girls that would talk to me. It was also, I think, just the big change from Florida to Vermont and being the only girl and speaking English at school and Spanish at home. Like, I'd get home and I'd just sleep. It was a really big change for both of us. It didn't feel like it did in Florida.
At the new school, the kids were more open, and there were a few other families who spoke Spanish at home. Maria fed calves on the farm for a short time, but stopped when the farmer said he could no longer pay her. She made her own job, cooking meals for migrant workers on other farms and doing some cleaning for them. Her daughter said it was easy to make those connections because her mom is so outgoing in Spanish.
In Florida, in el banco,
in the clinics, in the restaurants, and
in banco,
at banks,
in la escuela,
at schools, they all spoke Spanish.
But it's harder to get by in Vermont without speaking English. There were some slow improvements. When Vermont created driver's privilege cards, Maria was able to drive legally.
But before, she was driving without. She was never scared. For 4 years, she had her license plate from Florida. And so that you could definitely tell that it was kind of off. The police is great because he never stopped her.
Erin Shea is the program director of UVM Extension's Migrant Education Program. She says there has been a small shift in the number of families who are staying in Vermont.
10 years ago, when we saw families coming here, with young children or young adults would come here and have families, by the time they started entering our school system, we saw them moving away. Today, in talking with our students and families, the intention very much is that they want to stay here and settle in Vermont and have their children stay with them, absolutely.
Maria's daughter says she's getting a better education in Vermont than she would have in Florida, but life here is not without its challenges. Her father works long hours, and so she hasn't been able to spend much time with him. But recently, the farm hired another worker, so now everyone gets a day off each week. And as she moved through school, to a bigger middle school and now high school, Vermont feels more like home.
You make new friends, and you get a little more freedom, so you start, hanging out in town, and you know, there's football games and there's all this great stuff that you can do after school.
But sometimes she feels the pressure of being the interpreter for the family.
I mean, sometimes, when people are like, oh, it's great to speak another language. It's amazing. Yeah, it's great. And it's going to help me out. It's, people say, oh, cool. Yeah, but it is really hard. It's hard translating everything. Sometimes I feel like the mom. It's really not a great feeling. It's just, sometimes I just need her to be my mom, and it's really hard. It is.
And no teenager wants to feel different.
I love my mom. I love her to death, and she's done so much, Crossing over that was just difficult. Just thinking that they could have died any minute with no water or anything, but it's still, sometimes I look at it, and it's really hard to be the odd one out. Some days I'm like, woo, it's great to be Mexican-American, but other days it's just like, just want to be like everyone else. It's kind of living in two different worlds. You get home, it's one world. You go to school, it's another.
She remembers worrying about losing her parents when she was younger.
Then, yes. Now, not really. Because I'm older and I know that, you know, my brother's here and he's here legally now, so I wouldn't be alone.
Even with the oldest daughter in Mexico, the family doesn't intend to return. Maria says her hometown has become a very violent place. Their daughter hopes to someday help her parents stay here.
Cuando tenga...
When I turn 21, I think, I can start filling in the paperwork.
Or Fernando.
Or my brother, he's now married to a U.S. citizen. Mm-hmm. Well, he has his green card, but if he becomes a U.S. citizen, then he'll be able to. But I think that'll be a while, so I'll probably be the one that fixes their papers.
She'll also be working on her own goal of becoming a nurse practitioner or a doctor. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.